from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Now back to 95.7 The Game.
All right, things are beginning to heat up finally here in NBA free agency. Not necessarily in Warriors land, but we're getting some news filing in. Evan Giddings alongside Jason Dumas, Carter Chickering behind the glass, rocking with you until 4 o'clock. We got a guest coming up at 1 o'clock that I'm really looking forward to from the Utah Jazz of The Athletic. He said he's a big boy, Jay. He's been around for a while, right?
Yeah, Tony Jones is my guy. He's been covering the Jazz for a while now.
And the Nuggets.
Yeah, he covers the Nuggets, too, because for the past, it's kind of like Anthony Slater did this year and he's done in the past. What the Athletic does, when your team that you cover primarily gets knocked out or their season's over early, they'll put you on another beat that they think is important. So, like, Slater, I think, was OKC. He went to OKC and covered that first round for the Athletic.
Yeah.
And so that's what they've been doing.
I think he used to cover the Thunder, right?
Yeah, he did. And obviously, Slater also covers the Kings a little bit because he lives out there in Sac. Mm-hmm. For Tony, especially the last couple years with the Jazz struggling, for a while, he never had the time to cover any other team. But past couple of years with the Jazz struggling, they put him on the Nuggets beat once the Jazz season is over. And so he's been doing that, too. But he mainly his main cup of tea is the Utah Jazz. And he's broken a couple of stories over the past couple of days with who the Jazz have been talking to amongst the Warriors. If he thinks the Jazz are going to end up trading him. He's seen this before. The Jazz went through a kind of a stalemate with Gordon Hayward years back. And Hayward, I think, committed to the Celtics on 4th of July. That was probably like 5 years ago at this point.
Yeah.
So he's had a lot of he has a lot of news. So he'll be able to enlighten us, and he keeps it real. So it'll be a fun conversation. Like I said, it ain't happening. I held out a little hope yesterday. Today, I'm just like, yeah, it's not going to happen. It is just not going to happen. Warriors should probably turn their focus elsewhere, continue to try to tinker this roster and just make it better. And we just saw the Sacramento Kings. It looks like they're going to get a little better.
Yes, they are. Yeah, according to Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN, who also broke the Wagner story right before the break, it looks like that the Chicago Bulls and the Sacramento Kings are engaged in a sign-and-trade talk that is going to send DeMar DeRozan to Sacramento. Apparently, the hang-up right now, according to Woj, is they're trying to find a third team because Chicago doesn't want to take a big salary back. And Sacramento has talked about upgrading their roster, obviously, but they ink Malik Monk to a 4-year, $78 million deal. And it appears that they're basically trying to move off of Harrison Barnes and Kevin Huerter. And I think DeMar DeRozan is certainly an upgrade over both of those players. The question is, how much is it going to be for? I think he was looking for the $20 to $25 million range, which is why he was out of running with the Lakers. But the other part of this too is the Kings were a team that were engaged in trade talks with the Utah Jazz. So that's another reason I'm looking forward to talking to Tony Jones of The Athletic again on the River Islands guest line at 1 o'clock, is because the Utah Jazz now probably have one less suitor. And I think Jones was also the person who broke the news last week, earlier this week, about the Warriors having a substantial offer on the table. The Kings were the other team that did. But according to Mark Stein, the Jazz have engaged in discussions with teams such as the Spurs, the Heat, and the Pelicans, in addition to the Warriors. So there might be more teams that are coming in now because they feel like Utah is a team that doesn't have as much leverage at this point. And so I'm with you, Jay, that I don't think Markkanen is happening, because I also don't think that Ainge is somebody that's going to make a move just to make a move. Like, he might even hold on to Markkanen through the deadline if he truly needs to. In fact, he might extend him. They might work, it might work through an extension, because whatever team acquires him would have to do that anyways. Like, I don't think him re-upping on a new probable max deal with the Jazz would prohibit any team from trying to go out and get him.
Nah, like, Danny Ainge has no reason to rush this at all. I mean, he knows his team won't compete next year, compete in the way where they want. So it's really just going to be, about him finding the best deal that he can patiently. And history tells us he usually does so. So that's why I don't even know if I want, I don't even know if I trust Mike Dunleavy going back and forth negotiating with Danny Ainge. Mike Dunleavy might not be on that level yet. He's young. He's sharpening his teeth. I don't want to say he's learning on the job, even though it's his first GM job. He's very qualified for it. He worked directly under Bob Myers for a while. And like you said, he was raised in an NBA family. So don't get me wrong, I think Mike Dunleavy was more than qualified for the job he has right now, but he's still a rookie. He's still young.
I mean, he just finished his first season.
Yeah, Danny Ainge has been around the block.
I also don't know, because like right now on Dunleavy's resume is the Draymond Green extension, the Jordan Poole for Chris Paul deal, the two draft picks that popped last year, and what's gone down so far this season. I don't think Dunleavy, at this point in his tenure as general manager, like if you go in for someone like Markkanen, that is a potentially career-altering move. And I also think from his standpoint, it might just be too risky. You know, it might be too risky for the Warriors, might be too risky for him, could be too risky for Danny Ainge. It was funny, like I was having this conversation with my friend yesterday, and he's texting me, he's like, you know, E, like I'm so hyped, Warriors got to go all in, send whatever to Lauri Markkanen, I'll be on the flight, I'll go with him, I'll pick him up at the airport, I'll do all this. I'm like, dude, you're the last person that I would send to negotiate with Danny Ainge. Like by the end of that conversation, you would give him your car, you would give him your house, and he would have the clothes off your back. Like that's the kind of the moment I feel like he senses blood in the water, like he just gets everything. I mean, it's almost like you have to negotiate out of a place of just complete, I don't know, like almost like a non-spot of, well, you kind of just pounce. Like if you're in a talk, in an extended conversation and negotiation, it feels like with Danny Ainge, it just isn't going to end up going your way. Because he's also somebody that's not afraid to walk away. Like, he's the guy that shows up to Shark Tank.
He has nothing to lose.
And is not afraid to say, Mark Cuban, I don't need your deal. Like, I don't want your money. Your money's no good here.
100%. And he has all the bargaining power right now. I mean, he doesn't even have to trade Markkanen. That's another thing I'm going to ask Tony Jones. Like, why is he even on the trade block? Like, obviously, Utah isn't good, and Utah is trying to build something, but why can't you build something with Lauri Markkanen on the roster? It's interesting, you know, because, yeah, I've talked myself out of Markkanen. Not as the player. I think he's going to be a good player. He is a good player. Not he's going to be a good player, but it's just like, Danny Ainge has all the power. If it hasn't happened by now, it's for a reason. It's because he has his foot on their neck. Like, no, give me more.
I kind of think the moment that we saw the Buddy Hield sign and trade completed, that was the end of it. Because I think they were trying to find a way to work in that sign and trade, which included some of Klay Thompson's tax exemption money, to figure out how they could get Markkanen.
Right.
So the fact that that was completed, they now have 15 spots occupied on the roster if you include Quinn Post. So they are kind of set in a sense. I still think they can make a move, but I just don't think it's for someone like Markkanen. The thing that is now curious to me is how they treat, I think that like the next order of business is Jonathan Kuminga. And that's why I think that Franz Wagner getting maxed out for 5 years by the Orlando Magic is very interesting, because I'm not sure that there's a trade that is going to move the needle in a wholesome direction for the Warriors. But I do think the decisions they make about Kuminga, that is one that will either stick with them or not, because I still have, like, if you told me, Jay, that next year Kuminga is going to average 25 on near 50% shooting from the floor, his rebound numbers are up a little bit, the 3-point shot improves a little bit, I could see it. If you also told me that he averages about 18, shoots the same percentage from three, you know, plays maybe 30 minutes, starts half the season, comes off the bench, I could also see that too. Like, it's, I feel like he is the most difficult Warrior to project right now as far as what kind of season he's going to have in 2024-25.
We got a really funny text on our Comcast Xfinity text line. Y'all talking about Danny Ainge over here like he negotiated us out of the Cuban Missile Crisis. That's from the 415. Man,
there's a fascinating documentary about that. I don't want to go down the rabbit hole, but
that's hilarious. I mean, look, I'm not trying to make Danny Ainge out to be this guy who can't get got, but the history tells us he gets people more than he gets got. And Mike Dunleavy is still new to this. So I caution that stalemate, because we know the way it goes typically with one guy. So that's all I'm saying. And look, I think Jonathan Kuminga is going to have a great year. I just think Lauri Markkanen's a little more proven. I think that's fair to say.
Absolutely.
He's more proven, and he's made an all-star game, probably was on his way to making another all-star game before kind of the season derailed him last year with injuries. So Kuminga, I mean, look, Kuminga next year is going to be playing for that rookie extension. He's going to be playing to prove his worth to the organization and to the rest of the league. So just like I was talking about Brandon Ingram yesterday, how Brandon Ingram is definitely going to come into this season with a chip on his shoulder, I think Jonathan Kuminga will too. And, you know, they started saying a couple days ago that Kuminga was never in the trade talks for Paul George, which I don't believe. But they came out and said that after the fact, because I think they're probably planning on having Kuminga on the roster and they want a happy Kuminga.
That's a good point. Yeah, the conflicting reports. I thought the timing of the Kawakami piece after the George deal was dead was interesting. Like, it came out really quick. Like the same night. So there was something there. And of course, in the piece, there was that line about, you know, there were combinations essentially of Paul, Moody, Kuminga, and Wiggins. But it sounded like Wiggins and Kuminga weren't on the table at the same time, which may or may not have been a deal breaker. But then Shelburne and Kendra Andrews' report comes out the next day, you know, essentially that Kuminga was never on the table in the Clippers deal. I'm not sure what I believe, but I do know that you're right. Like, part of it is playing the game of, well, if you are going to dangle, like, there's no doubt that Kuminga and his camp know that he's going to be in trade talks. Like, he's the only guy on the Warriors that people want at this point.
Yeah, it should. Honestly, it should be flattering might not be the right way to put it. But like you said, shouldn't be surprising. If the Warriors want to upgrade their team, you are the guy who they can use to do it. Like, that tells you that you have value around the league. So you should look at it that way, not, oh, the Warriors don't want me. It's, oh, teams are asking about me.
And that's why he's not a max player to me. Like, I don't think that even if he gets extended this summer, he's getting close to what Franz Wagner got. But that also might help your leverage a little bit in those negotiations to say, hey, you know, if you want me to test restricted free agency, I'm more than willing to do that. I just need you to know and realize, because I'm sure you do, that a lot of teams out there want me. And if they're willing to trade for me and give up capital for me, then I'm sure they'd be willing to pay me. And that is going to be far easier for them to do next summer than if I was under lock and key this summer. And I also think Kuminga wants to be a Warrior. Like, I don't think he's somebody that would, you know, just kind of play the game of, well, you know, I'm all right playing somewhere else. And I think he likes it here. And I think he really enjoys the staff. I know there's been documented history about his relationship with Kerr, but I think generally they see eye to eye on those things. They're probably just cut from different cloths and different generations. But that's a gap that can be bridged if you play the kid. Like, I think what Kuminga really just wants is to play. Like, I think he wants to compete. And I think this year there's more of an opportunity for him to do so than ever. That's why if it, in regards to the contract extension, I think that if Andrew Wiggins is still on the roster this upcoming season, you have to let Kuminga become a restricted free agent. I don't think that you can extend him long term. If you move Wiggins, I do think you have to extend Kuminga this summer because there is going to be a pathway for him to play big minutes, and his price might just continue to go up to a point where you don't want to pay him that much.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things, talking about Kuminga and his relationship with the coaching staff. I know he's extremely close with Anthony Vereen, the Golden State Warriors assistant coach, who will be coaching their summer league team this year at Chase Center in Las Vegas. But I'll say I think Kuminga just wants to go where he's going to be playing a lot. And if it's San Francisco, so be it. I don't think he has any hesitation to go somewhere else. I guess maybe in an ideal world, it's here. This is the only NBA city he's known. They drafted him. There's something to be said about that. But, and I know Joe Lacob loves the guy. I mean,
that's a big part of it, too.
A huge part of it. Joe Lacob is like, that's like his last pick, you know, because obviously Wiseman didn't work out. He really wants Kuminga to work out. Because,
well, and he didn't buy the team and then they drafted Curry. Like, Curry was already here.
Yeah, that's one of his guys. Lacob's was behind that Kuminga pick. So I think Kuminga's going to eventually get the benefit of the doubt. I think Steve Kerr felt a lot of pressure to play Kuminga from up top even 2 years ago, going back 2 years ago, not even last year. Obviously, last year it paid off because Kuminga had a pretty good season. So, I mean, look, Kuminga has barely scratched his potential. He is going to continue to get better. Obviously, we want to see the winning impact be a little greater next season because, like I said, I do think some of it was just hollow, but he's a young guy trying to figure it out. And as far as Wiggins goes, it's just been interesting because I would have thought Wiggins would have been gone by now. I really do. But it's still early in the offseason.
I think if they had a suitor, I think he would be. I think the issue is, I feel like the only offer that we've heard about that's included Wiggins, well, Paul George, but I mean, the one that to me would be the most even would be the Bulls offer. And to me, there's only one or two more contracts.
What was that offer? Wiggins
and Paul straight up for Levine. And so you're essentially trading Wiggins for Levine, but you're trading 3 years and Wiggins is making like, you know, 84, 85 over the next 3 years for Levine, who's making like 120 over the next 3 years.
Right.
130. And
you just don't know when Wiggins or when, same thing with Wiggins though, but you don't know when Levine's going to play. You just don't. I mean,
you're just trading toxic contract for toxic contract.
Dr. Pena told us a couple of days ago that foot injury, it's not great. It's not great for basketball players, especially basketball players who rely on their athleticism. So I can see why the Warriors turned that down. That's just a lot of money to be married to. And especially during a time when you're trying to get out.
And I don't think it makes you that much better, you know, and it kind of handicaps you a little bit.
I do disagree with that. I think if he is playing basketball and back to his old self when he was an all-star, he makes you better. He is way better than Wiggins, in my opinion. I know a lot of people like to talk about point of attack defense, this, that, and the third. And of course, defense wins, but man, you need bucket getters too. You need bucket getters. Levine was a bucket. I actually think because of his contract and because of the injuries, he is now underrated. But I am more worried about that, those injuries. He hasn't really been the same since. He doesn't play much since. And there's a reason Chicago is so hell-bent on getting out from under that contract.
Yeah, and they've been trying to do it for a while. And that's why I would say, to me, they're just a net neutral. Like LaVine is a far more offensively gifted player than Wiggins. I mean, he averaged like 27 in a season. And when he's right, he can be good. But this is why I guess I would disagree is, I mean, that's the same argument for Wiggins. Like, it's, if Wiggins could be 2022 Wiggins, if Zach LaVine could be 2022 Zach LaVine, then they both help, but they both don't. Like, they both aren't for different reasons. Wiggins, I think, more so because it's mentally challenging. And LaVine, it's because he's got injuries that he can't seem to get over. Either way, you can't rely on either of them. And so I understand both sides wanting to get off him. I guess I just, that would be a lateral move to me for the Warriors. And even though I'm not the biggest Wiggins fan, and I've wanted him gone for quite some time, if there's one guy I would rather have less, I think it'd be LaVine, just because of his contract.
Yeah, see, LaVine's good. Even Wiggins, championship
Wiggins.
He'd be
a great guy to pull out in the dunk contest at Chase Center next year.
Even championship Wiggins was never as good as LaVine, in my opinion. Even the year they won the championship, like,
ooh.
I just don't think he's ever been as good as Zach LaVine. I think, now, the injury thing is fair. The injury thing is fair, for sure. That's why I'm worried about it. But when they're both healthy, I don't think they're even comparable. I don't think Wiggins at his best is close to as good as Zach LaVine at his best. Wiggins is a better defender. That's it. There's nothing else he really does better. I mean, I guess you can
That's
say
pretty rebound. Important, though.
Yeah, it's important. But also, you can go out and grab other guys who can play defense. You can't grab other guys who can score 27 points per game. They're just not readily available. You can get people to replace Wiggins' defense. You can't just kind of go scour the market and be like, we need somebody scoring at least 23 to 27 points per night. It's harder to come by. That's all I'm saying. Now, he has a bum foot, so it's all moot anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So it's one of those things where it's just,
he would give you a number two score for sure. And he would be an upgrade at the two spot, but yeah, I just think the Warriors are too afraid of the combination of injury and contract. You know, again, I think there's just a reason. It's the same thing that applies to Wiggins. I mean, everybody has said the last year or so, I mean, really since Wiggins kind of went on his extended absence, which we still don't technically know the reason why, and I'm not sure we ever will. Not that it's really any of our business, but I just don't think we're ever going to find out. You know, the Warriors have been trying to move him, and there's been nobody that's been willing to take him. And I don't think it's just because of the contract. I think it's because of the whole thing, which is the same reason why no one wants Zach LaVine. It's not just the contract. It's also the injuries, because you just can't depend on him. And at this point, too, I also think, look, someone like Steph Curry makes 15 years in the league look pretty doable. But both players are on the opposite side of their pension. Like they both played 10 years in the league plus. And so even though they're relatively young as far as age, they got a lot of miles on those legs. That's why I'd be afraid of LaVine. And if I was another team looking at Wiggins, I would also be afraid of him. I would be afraid of what the next 3 years are going to be, how locked in he's going to be, how invested he'll be in the team, and just what player you're going to get. Because I also think that hurts the Warriors. And honestly, next season, even if Wiggins is on the squad, because of what we've seen the last couple of years, I would like to see Andrew Wiggins come off the bench, which he did at points this year. And it wasn't because it was a role change, it's because he just wasn't productive. And Steve Kerr was willing to bring him off the bench, which I think would also clear a path for Kuminga and potentially Moody if they're both not traded this summer.
Right. You know, and look, I got down this LaVine rabbit hole because we're talking about it. I'm just reading up on his injury. And so in March, Zach LaVine.
He's not quite Lonzo Ball, but
it's funny. Lonzo Ball is mentioned in this article as well. But in March, this past March, and honestly, it sounds like me right now, LaVine said, I feel really good. I get to boot off soon. I've been able to be out here rehabbing, getting everything right. I just have to wait for the tendon to heal. And other than that, it's a pretty straightaway rehab. My leg feels strong. Everything feels good. Getting ready for another birth of my child. So we're all happy. 3 weeks to boot is taken off. And then the doctor assesses my next regimen. So that was back in March. And honestly, that sounds just like me. I get my boot off in like, get my boot off in like 2 weeks. I can't wait to put a sneaker on my right foot. I haven't put a sneaker on this foot since May 25th. And here we are July 5th. So I'm looking forward to that day. But in terms of Zach LaVine, I don't know, man. I just think, scores like that don't grow on trees. And Wiggins' defense for the last 2 years have been overstated to me anyway. Like, he was great. He was a great defender, point of attack defense, the championship year. And he can play high-level on-ball defense in spurts now when he is locked in. But who knows when he's locked in?
That's a good point. Well, maybe we can get to the bottom of it and more with Tony Jones from The Athletic, who's coming up on the other side on the River Islands guest line. Really looking forward to that conversation. It's going to help us get to the bottom of Lauri Markkanen. Is it feasible at this point for the Warriors? According to Mark Stein, there's a lot of other suitors. The Warriors have made substantial offers according to Tony Jones, but does he have any more information? And how feasible is it for the Warriors at this point to swing big if Lauri Markkanen is off the table? I'm also curious to get his ideas on what's happened around the rest of the league, perhaps something about Franz Wagner's extension, what it means for Kuminga, and just how he is surveying right now the NBA landscape in the midst of free agency. That's Jason Dumas. My name is Evan Giddings. On the other side of that interview, we will be taking your phone calls at 888-957-9570. That's also the number for the Xfinity Mobile text line. Thanks to everyone here on a Friday filing in on the YouTube chat and Twitch by First NorCal Credit Union. But again, on the other side, we're going to talk to Tony Jones of The Athletic. Covers the Utah Jazz and the Denver Nuggets, all courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Giddings, Dumas, back after this on 85.7 The Game, all brought to you by Safeway.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.